The word of the Lord today comes from Psalm 122. I rejoiced with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem." Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel. There the thrones for judgment stand, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. This is the word of the Lord, and the people say, thanks be to God. Let it fill our minds, flow from our mouths, and free our hearts to live as the beloved children of God. Welcome, Sanctuary Columbus Church. It is so good to be with you. And to launch this new sermon series, The Psalms of Summer. There's 150 psalms to choose from, so really we could have started anywhere, but today we start where the psalms speak to travel and destination, where the psalm speaks of a place in particular where the people of God traveled to go meet with God in the company of friends. That's the main idea today. The main idea today is this, that we go to church to experience God in the company of friends. Now, I could have said we go to worship, we go to Sunday service or something like that. And so I use the term church to represent both the physical place and the physical people who come together for the purpose of worship. Think about taking a trip this summer. Got that destination in mind? Is it a 2-hour trip? Is it a 3, 4, maybe a 10-hour trip in the car? Oftentimes when we're traveling somewhere, the kids, and not just the kids only, the adults too, we're asking the question, are we there yet? And oh, the joy, or maybe the exasperation when you finally make it to that final destination, right? The psalmist begins Psalm 122 because the people of God have been traveling to Jerusalem across many terrains, dry deserts and rocky mountains, in order to get to the city of Jerusalem in order to worship God. The psalmist says, I was glad, or I rejoiced when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. You had finally made it to that place where you could worship God. The traveling was over. The journeying was over. The exhaustion was over. And the exuberance could now be expressed outwardly and openly as you had made it to the place to worship the Lord your God. This Sunday, June 13th, is the first in-person worship gathering for Sanctuary Columbus after 16 months of worshiping virtually, of what we find ourselves doing right now in this message. And when I thought about the date of our arrival to this in-person gathering, there was the mix of emotions. There was the emotion of joy and excitement. Yes, I finally get to be with my brothers and sisters again. Yes, we finally get to hear songs sung again. Yes, we finally, you know, get to be together in one place to share communion, to give offerings, and to hear how people are doing. Oh, how I have missed gathering together to be in one place under one roof to celebrate the Lord our God. What makes the celebration so much more special is to look back on what we have missed out on since the last time we gathered. The psalmist rejoices. The psalmist shouts with a hallelujah because of all that they have missed out on since the last time they gathered. all that they went through in order to get to the place where they could gather together and to sing and to dance and to celebrate and to shout together. Have you been through anything? There's something about being in the presence of God that causes one to remember what they experienced in order to get there. There's something that happens in the presence of God that sits in one's brains that reminds them of all of the trouble and the hardship and the difficulty they went through to get to where they are right now in the presence of God, where there is fullness of joy. If you haven't been through anything, then I'm not talking to you, but I'm talking to somebody who been through some stuff in 2020, who went through some stuff already in 2021, the folks who faced the hardship of health difficulties, the folks who faced the difficulties of being separated from loved ones, the folks who wrestled through isolation and wrestled through depression and wrestled through separations. I'm talking about somebody who went through something, who knows that when they come into the presence of God, that it was a battle to get there. And now that they're finally there, oh, what a day of rejoicing there will be. If you ain't been through nothing, and I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to somebody who went through something. When the psalmist says, I was glad when they said to me, it begs the question, what you so happy for? Well, if you knew the things that I went through in order to get to where I am right now in the presence of God, you would be shouting too. You would be celebrating right along with me. You would say, look at God and everything you've been through, and you still got your right mind. You haven't lost it. You still hanging in there with God. You still hanging in there with Jesus. You still a part of the church. After everything you've been through, you haven't given up yet. You can be glad. Lord, have mercy. Can I spend some time with you? I want to spend time with somebody who's been through some things, who've experienced some hardships, and still are yet holding on to God, and who will shout and say, I'm glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You see, there's something about the anticipation to meet with God that is inherent in Psalm 122. Because they went through some things in order to get there. You know, folks tell a lot of reasons about why they don't go to church. And to be honest with you, I hear a lot of those reasons. You know, there are hypocrites in the church. Those folks don't practice what they preach. They're very judgmental, you know, in that church. I don't find that I can belong there, you know. They're not real, you know. They make things so above me spiritually that I can't feel like I can be a part of that. I get all of that, but it's not the reasons that people don't go to church that are here in this passage. It's the reasons that they do. The reasons that they do worship is because they went through some things, but not that they just go through some things. It's what they got when they got to worship that compelled them to rejoice. You see, the Hebrews, when they traveled from all across the ancient Near East to come to the city of Jerusalem, it was because Jerusalem, which stood for city of God, was the place where God's presence dwelt. And when they got to temple, when they got to worship, which wasn't just one day, it was a span of time, a festival over several days and even weeks at a time for certain festivals. Three times a year they would do this. They would go so they could be reminded of three things. The first thing they were going to the temple to worship, to gather together, to be reminded of in the presence of God is that, number one, they are created in God's image. To be created in God's image was a contradiction to the image of the idols of other religions and worshipers who gave themselves to the idols made with golden, golden material or made with cloth. You were reminded in the presence of God, in the temple of God, that you were made in God's holy image. You're not made out of the image of anything in the culture. You're made in God's image. And if you are made in God's image, then you are God's beloved child. If you're made in God's image, you are made in the image of God, then you are God's beloved child. That was the first message they were reminded of in worship. The second message they were reminded of in worship is that they were redeemed by God. You see, the Hebrews traveled with this history that they were a people who suffered under the oppressive forces of the Egyptians and Pharaoh. And because of God's compassion and mercy, God heard the cries of his people and he delivered them out of Egypt. And if you read back in the Old Testament book of Genesis, the reason that God heard their cry and delivered them, Moses went to tell Pharaoh, was so that they could go and worship. The Hebrews, when they go to worship, they are reminded that they are not people of the oppressive forces of the Egyptians. They are people of the Exodus. They are people who have been liberated. They are people who have been redeemed. They are people who have been delivered from the oppressive hands of those who wish to keep them down. They are reminded that not only is their identity in Christ Jesus, they are also reminded that they are liberated from their oppressors. That though they may be small in numbers, and though they may not be identified as this warrior clan like the Persians or the Babylonians or later on the Romans, that they are God's children, chosen by God, and their identity is that they are made in the beautiful, the wonderful, the glorious image of God, and that God has redeemed them from their oppressors, delivered them from their oppressors. And so they need not think small of themselves, but they can think great in who they are. And then the third message is that they are provided for by God. The first message is that they are created in God's image. The second message is that they are redeemed by God. And the third message is that they are provided for by God. Despite of whatever background they come from, but despite of the resources that they had or did not have available to them, everything they have belongs to the Lord. And because it all belongs to God, we have more than enough. And so, beloved, these are the same messages that we come to church to hear from God when we are in the presence of God. That people need to be reminded that their image is in God and not in money. That their image is in God and not in their house. Their image is in God and not in their family members. Their image is solely, firmly rooted in the person of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. But not only that, that God has redeemed them. God has redeemed them through the sacrificial blood of Jesus Christ, who delivers us from not only our physical oppressors, but our spiritual oppressors as well. We have been delivered and set free. We don't need to live small under those vices. We can live big under the power of the kingdom of God. And that everything we need has been provided for us. We anticipate when we come into worship to hear from God, to hear the Lord speak these words over us. But not only that, we also do this in the company of other believers. If you look back in the text in Psalm 122, it says that God had gathered tribes from all over to come to Jerusalem. The tribes from all of the various tribes of Israel who gathered and were scattered all across the ancient Near East would come together for these festivals to worship together. And oh, what a family reunion it would be. I remember the last family reunion that I was able to be a part of in 2019, so the year before COVID hit. And we were down in West Virginia, where my parents are from, and my mother, who's one of 16, was there to be with most of her siblings. Her brothers had all passed away at this point, and so lots of her sisters were there. And oh, to see all of the sisters together. and their children and grandchildren, and in some cases, great-grandchildren. We were from all over, from Ohio and from New York and from Louisiana and from North Carolina and Florida, coming together and just celebrating with one another and singing songs and praying and reading poems together. It was beautiful. That when God brings the people of God together to encourage one another, it builds us up and reminds us that we are not on this journey alone. We come to gather to church. We come to gather to the place of worship, not just by ourselves, but with others who have traversed their own trials and tribulations as well. Notice that the psalmist says that when we get together, we're going to praise God. There's going to be worship that takes place that relates or looks like hands lifted and dancing and shouting unto the Lord as we celebrate that we are together and that our God is with us. They would praise God together. They would also seek the will of God together. When it talks about the throne of David and the judgment, it's speaking of God's will and discerning God's will together. So when we come to gather and to worship together, it is to praise God, but also to seek God's direction. God, speak. God, guide. God, show. God, reveal. What step must I take, Heavenly Father? Show us the way. Not only that, we also come together to pray for the peace of God to be within us. My hope today is that when you think about gathering together to worship, you think first and foremost that it's about God. That you are going to meet with God, and it actually builds an anticipation that you are coming to hear from God, but not just for yourself or by yourself, but with others. So my question today for you is, number one, what have you been through? What have you been through? What trials, what tribulations have you gone through to get to God? My brother, my sister, those things that you've been through are not wasted. Those things that you've been through, they are not tossed aside. They are part of who you are, so that when you come into the presence of God, when you come into the physical place to worship and celebrate with others in church, you bring all of that with you. What have you been through? Secondly, what do you hope to hear? What do you hope to hear from God about your identity? What identity does God need to clear up for you? What oppressive forces are trying to keep you from receiving your deliverance? What provisions do you need from God? And lastly, I want to ask you to think about the community of people that God is bringing you together with, and to pray that God would expand your community to worship Christ together. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly, most gracious Father, we thank you for worship, the place of presence. Where we can hear you speak to us who we are. Speak to us, God, who we are in you, Christ Jesus. Deliver us from our oppressors. And God, provide the way forward. My prayer, Lord God, for those who are experiencing or have experienced hurt and trauma from church, that you would be a healing balm for them right now. For some, they can't feel the feeling of joy about going to church because the pain of what the church has been into their lives. I pray, God, for healing. I pray for deep healing, Lord. For those for whom they had depended upon others and were let down or betrayed, God, I pray for new community, a new community of friends, a new community, Lord, of other beloved children on the journey with them. And I pray, God, that when we come into your presence, we actually hear you. And we know that you have been with us. It is in Jesus' name we pray.